currently we still are talking about the structures and the major bird-eye views of the Book of Revelation. Today, I hope that we can go into the trees, finish viewing the forests. We shall come into the Bible to see some details. But before we go into that, there are several questions that is presented to me, so I probably will take a few minutes to answer. Please turn, one of the questions is asking Revelation chapter 11. Revelation chapter 11, there are two witnesses. Brother Kevin, would you please read? Kenoka Park, 11 verse 4. These two witnesses, huh? Maybe from three, huh? Amen. So the question is, who are those two people? Because it says that they are like two olive trees and two lampstands. According to Zechariah, these two olive trees, actually, they are the high priest Joshua, if you happen to know the book of Zechariah, and Zerubbabel, the leaders in that generation that lead people back to build a temple. So the description is a little bit to these two people, like Joshua and Zerubbabel. But remember, the contents of Book of Revelation is talking about what John saw and what happened now and what is going to happen in the future, right? But Joshua and Zerubbabel, they are the person in the past. So these two persons actually is a preparation talking about you and me. Joshua is the religious leader. Zerubbabel is the leaders, right? So actually, they are the two witnesses. It's referring to the one sent out by Jesus Christ. The last day is you and me. That's my personal answer for this. Another question that Kevin has, actually, is in chapter 6. Chapter 6, the question was, if the first seal, the white horse, come out, that referred to Jesus, TJC, the Lord Jesus Christ, build up the church on earth. Then why chapter 7, you can see that they started to seal on their forehead. Does it mean that, is there a confliction? Please read chapter 7. Chapter 7 verse 1, talk about at the corner of the, there are four angels coming out, right? And they want to hurt the sea, the land, and the tree. Verse 2, Sam, would you please read? Sam.
Verse 2, then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea.
Continue.
Saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads.
Amen. So that, but the question seems like then it's come out to seal, but two Jesus should already happen in first seal. And over here, how come it occurs in the break, right? The Bible did not say, the Bible says that it came out from the east of the sun, right? And took the living God's seal and to seal, and it's not finished yet, but it didn't tell us that it started at this point of time, right? The seal for sure it started at first seals, because when the Lord came out, he overcame, and true Jesus church has been built up already. And again, I share with you the timing of the Book of Revelation is not chronical. It's not chronical. Later on, we will talk about timing again. So it comes out seal, it's not finished yet. Doesn't mean it did not seal. Doesn't mean it started to seal. Just at the finish of the six seals. Huh? Because a six seal, this is chapter 1, verse 7, is answer the question of the end of the six seal, because great tribulation already comes. And who can stand firm? And the Bible is telling us that, those 1,044. And those 1,044 has a seal on their forehead, and they did not finish it yet, so stop hurting. They did not finish it yet. But doesn't mean it started over here. Started at the end of the second seal. That is my answer for you to reverence. Another question we have is that since millennium is 1,000 years, right, then True Jesus Church started from 1917, and it is the beginning of millennium. And millennium is only 1,000 years. Therefore, the end of millennium, the bottomless pit starts to open at 1,000 plus 1917 is 2,019-17. So that means the end of the world will be close to 2,019-17, right? It's very simple math, simple calculation, right? But again, this figure is only tell us that it's a period of time. 1,000 years in the Bible always tell us it's a period of time. The Bible says that the Lord treat 1,000 years like a day like 1,000 years, right? So it's not literally 1,000 years. Otherwise, we don't have to come to NYTS right now. We just stay home and relax. Because, anyway, that's another story. So that's the question. I welcome your question. So you have question. Your question may be other people's question too. So I really appreciate your question. And another brother give me question talking about interpretation problem. Since it's interpretation, maybe I will talk to the Chinese people later on. Okay? But do you have what? The question is, I was talking about up to chapter 16. 17 is a magnified replay event, right? Magnified replay event. And there are, first, a magnified replay event is what? Chapter 17, big harlot, right? Why it introduced big harlot? Because when he opened the seals and trumpets and bowls, the Bible keeps saying that, woe to those who live on earth, right? And that kind of messages, right? Woe to, because all the trumpets and the bow, actually, there are many woes to those who live on earth. And why is that? Because the earth is corrupted. Why the earth is corrupted? Because there was a big harlot, right? There was the one that seduces to sin, that big harlot, that is the world. And later on, it gives a lot of detail concerning who make us to sin. That is chapter 17. And chapter 18, again, if you look at the trumpet or the bow, it talks about the earthquake, the destroy of the earth, the heaven and earth move in space. Then chapter 18 talks about the falling of Babylonian. Talk especially give you details about how this great city has fallen in one day, huh? The timing of falling, the series of falling, and the calling of God. People came out from Babylon. So give us a lot of details in chapter 18. So this all magnified event. Huh? And for example, when the Bible says, it is done, right? We talk about it already, right? Actually, they are all done at the same time, right? So no matter when the seven trumpet or seven bow started, it all ended at the same time because it is done, right? When it is done, the earth, the kingdom of earth become the kingdom of God. The church is ready. The new heaven and new earth really come down on earth. This earth, the church is from imperfect, even though the church is on earth nowadays still, right? We are still some imperfect brothers and sisters, right? But at that day, one day, everything will be perfect as if the mirror, the church in heaven come down on earth. So that's why in the later chapter also talk about new heaven and new earth, new Jerusalem coming down. So it's again a magnifying event of it is done, right? So this is, I hope I answered your question. Let's turn to the page B7. we shall continue talking about the trumpets, comparison of trumpets and bowls. So one conclusion we have is that the trumpet and bowl, the timing is only talked about is serious. The series of situation is getting worse and worse. The place is the same. Huh? And of course, first trumpet and first bowl talk a little bit fifth trumpet and fifth bowl, it is a little bit different. Huh? First trumpet actually is talk about the locust that came out to bite people, to bite those who do not have a seal on their forehead. Huh? Those who do not have a seal on their forehead, those people do not belong to God, or those people may fall from heaven to earth. They don't have seal. Seal is referring to Holy Spirit, right? Forehead is the mark of Holy Spirit, right? Over here, they will hurt those who do not believe in Jesus. But fifth bowl especially talk about the throne of the beast. The throne of the beast will be hurt. Huh? Turn to chapter 16, right? Verse 5, verse 10. This is fifth bowl. With bow. Ellen, would you please read? 16, verse 10. 16, verse 10. Okay, so this is the throne of the beast. In the last day, there's a throne. The beast have a throne, right? Please turn to chapter 17. Verse 17. Huh? Let's talk about last day. There's a throne of the beast. Helen. So the last day, the kingdom of the beast will have a kingdom. All the kings on earth are in one accord and give their authority to this beast. And so, fifth trumpet blow is hurt those who do not have seal on their forehead. Maybe the ones who live on earth, right? But this fifth bow is more intensified. Not only that, it's on the throne, the throne beast. Oh, a little bit different, but it's also intensified. How about sex trumpet and sex ball? Sex trumpet and sex ball all talk about the. Let's turn to a sex trumpet. Huh? Verse chapter 9. All talk about the river Euphrates. Huh? River Euphrates. Chapter 9, verse 13 to 14. 13 to 14, Thomas.
The sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a voice coming from the horns of the golden altar that is before God. It is said to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are found at the great river Euphrates.
So the four angels that is bound in Euphrates was released. After it was released, right? Verse 15 says that they start to come out, and then they try to kill one-third. They plan to kill, at a certain day and certain time, one-third of people. Huh? And their army is so great. 马军两万万. How do you say 马万万 in English? Chapter verse 16. Thomas, how many is the horsemen? 200 million, so many people, right? They start to come out and kill. This is how serious it is. Huh? So this, at end of time, you can see someone got released and they will start to kill. But how about the sixth bowl? Let's go to sixth bowl, chapter 16. I am not going to give you too much explanation right now. I just want to compare. Huh? We'll give you details later on. Chapter 16, verse 12, Thomas.
Water was dried up.
Okay, 13.
Then I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs. They came out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet.
14.
They are spirits of demons performing miraculous signs, and they go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them for the battle on the great day of the God Almighty.
Okay, so you can say that they are gathering for the great day of war, right? So you can see there's a progress is over here. Remember the processing principle? The Euphrates River, the four passage was bounded over there. But at that time, the river is not dry yet, right? The Bible did not say the river is dry yet, right? Only the four messengers got bounded, right? They are released at the sixth trumpet. Sixth ball, the river dry, no more water. Then they are able to wage a war. So you can see the differences. Again, I'm not giving you a special teaching. We will talk about it later on. So that is about the bowl, the content of the bird's eye view of the bowl and the trumpet. When the seventh trumpet blow, what happened? Anything happen? Huh? Nothing, huh? Nothing happened. Simply say, it is down. When the seventh bowl power, what? Anything happen? No, it's empty. Nothing happened. It is down, right? Remember that. So you can see the comparison. Okay. Now we finish the bird's eye view of the structures of the Bible. I mean, the Book of Revelation. We're going to talk about some details right now. Huh? Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1. If you do not understand what have been preached so far, I think probably you can understand better right now because we want to explain a little bit in details. Chapter 1, verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2 talk about the ways of revelation and the content of revelation. This is the book of Revelation. What is the, how does the revelation pacing to us? And what is the major content of the revelation? Can someone read verse 1? I need someone read out louder. Huh? Peggy. Slowly, yeah? Chapter 1, verse 1. Amen. The revelation of Jesus Christ, given by who? Huh? Peggy.
By God.
Thank you. By God. And then continue reading.
To show the servants what must soon take place.
To show the servants, right? Is plural, right? What soon will take place, right? So it's to the servants, right? Okay. Continue reading. Okay, so by sending to the, say it again, angels to the servant John.
Yes.
And then continue reading.
Who testifies to everything he saw, that is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Okay, so from verse 1, you can see the process of revelation, right? It was from God to Jesus and given to all of you, all of us, we are all servants, you and me, right? But through what? Through an angels to John. And then John, when you read the book of Revelation written by John, it is to us. Make sense? So this is how this revelation has been given to us. Angels was involved, right? So you can see that in the book of Revelation, angels participate in many works, right? First angel came out, second angel came out, third angels come out, right? So revelation have to do with angels. And it was given to John who were in the island. And the final purpose is that you can understand this book. Right? Make sense? Verse 1. Okay. Now verse 2 talk about the contents of the revelation. What is the content? Did you read it yet?
The word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
The word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. So the book of Revelation is the word of God. Consider the last day the word of God wants to tell us. Actually, in verse 2, chapter 2, chapter 3, word of God. God spoke by his own mouth many, many times. This is what the Lord says, right? And remember, testimony of Jesus Christ. Who was able to open the scroll? Huh? Say it again, yes? Jesus, right? No one was able to open the scroll, only Jesus. So it's the testimony of Jesus Christ. And that's the content of the book of Revelation, right? Actually, this is repeated in verse 9 again. Becky, please read verse 9. Okay, so over here, it says, because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus, he did this he was suffering with us, for these two purposes. So the message can reveal to us. So this is the beginning of the book of Revelation. We know how it comes to us and what is the major content. When the Lord... When the message starts to give in to us, right? This in chapter 1, there's a key verse I would like you to read also. Can we have the Dallas, what's your name, brother? Thank you, William. William. Thank you, William. Verse 10. Okay, very beginning, he was in the spirit. Over here, John entered into the spiritual realm. This is the beginning of the revelation. He was in the spirit. Then he heard the voices of trumpet and said to him, right, verse 11, please read. Okay. Over here, I want to share with you in the spirit, meaning that he was lived into the spiritual realm, right? In the spirit. Then he started to hear, write this letter. You need to write a letter to the church of the seven churches, right? And again, do you remember how do we divide the Bible into what he's seeing and what he saw, what is now, and what is to come, right? In the spirit, also can divide many things. This is talk about to seven churches, right? Seven churches. Write to seven churches. What is now, right? Please turn to chapter 4, verse 2. Continue reading it, please.
Verse 2, immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
Amen. So you see, in the spirit, again, he was living in the spiritual realm, right? Then from this chapter, he started to talk about what? Things in the future, right? Remember the structure? From chapter 4 and 22, right? Chapter 4 to 16. In the future. It's from here. It's always start with the spirit, right? This is something that is very interesting. To tell you that the book of the Bible is very structured. Turn to another one, no? Chapter 18, huh? Chapter 17. Verse 3. Continue reading it. In the spirit, right? When the 17 star from, it starts talking about magnifying vein, right? Remember that? Right? So even you can use this term, in the spirit, to tell about the structure. Yeah. Now, these seven churches. This is what the future things, the seven trumpets, seven bowls, and seven seals, right? And this is magnifying vein. When he started to see all this kind of stuff, the Lord won't tell him. He always was in the spirit, right? So in order to understand the mystery of God, In order to understand the depth of God, if you want to understand what the will of God in your life applies to your personal life, right? You really have to pray in the Spirit. You need to come into the Spirit in order to understand the will of God, right? So this is a very interesting observation concerning the Bible is so structured, right? Okay, let's go back to chapter 1. I highlight some details over here. Chapter 1, we already mentioned about verse 1 and 2, and then Nathan is a greeting, right? Greeting, introducing who the Lord is. Who the Lord is. Who the Lord is from verse 4 to verse 6. And his grace and mercy will be to us, right? And then, and verse 7 says that for sure he will come. Even the one who killed him will see that he will come and he will judge. And all people will cry, right? And then the Lord says that I'm Alpha and Omega, I'm forever. And then in the spirit, John hears the voice and asks him to write the letter to the seven churches. At that time, John only hears the voice like trumpet, right? He did not see anything. Verse 12, then he turned, wanted to see who spoke to him. And then he saw the vision. He saw the vision of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the description of this vision is very interesting. I want you to compare this vision with the vision that another person saw 1,000 years ago, that is Daniel. What is the difference, right? So when people are reading it, please pay attention to it. Travis, would you please read? Chapter 1, verse 12 and to verse 16. Pay attention to how the Lord looks like, huh? This is what the vision is, right? Can you remember? Can you visualize how does the Lord looks like? Let's compare with Daniel 10. Verse 5, Travis. Close with what?
Linen.
So when he say close with linen, what does John say?
He said close with white robe.
Thank you. Continue. Ufa, huh? Ufa, yeah. Girded with Ufa. Continue reading it, please. Okay, 7.
And I, Daniel, alone saw a vision, for the men who were with me did not see it, but the great terror fell upon them, so that they fled behind themselves.
Okay, what is the reaction when he saw it? Verse 8.
Therefore I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to fertility in me, and I regained no strength.
Okay, so this is the reaction of seeing the vision, right? What's the reaction after John saw the vision? John chapter 1, verse 17. John chapter 1, verse 17. Right. Yeah, please. This is a reaction of John, right?
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid, I am the first and the last.
So do they feel the same thing? When they saw the Lord Jesus Christ, what is their reaction? Huh? Huh? No strength, right? Oh, very interesting, huh? You know, they see the same vision. The same Lord appear in different generations, thousands of years apart, right? Is it thousands of years apart? Hundreds of years apart, maybe, huh? Please turn to B29, huh? I want you to compare, but I compared it for you, huh? From 26, this is references, huh? Whatever you read in the lecture notes, there are some references over here. B26 is the reference of the pre-existence of the church, church theory, huh? B27 is more detailed concerning the structures. And now we are talking about B29, or comparison of John and Daniel's vision. Because it's very time-consuming to ask you one by one, so I will speak by myself. Concerning the environment, at that time, Daniel did not describe anything concerning the environment, right? But John said that it was like a son of man was in the midst of the seven candlesticks. So he was able to see that Lord Jesus Christ was walking in the candlesticks. And because at Daniel's time, the physical church is not set up yet, right? Therefore, he did not see this kind of background. And then concerning the clothing, actually, linen is the clothing that Daniel described, but John described is a garment down to the feet. Actually, they are the same thing, right? And the lions girded with fine gold or ufa. At that time, you know that Daniel was a prime minister. He must be a rich person. He knew where the best gold came from, right? So when he described, he can say, oh, this is the gold from Ufa. I know that when I see it, the best one, right? But John was only a fisherman. He can only describe that girl with a golden girdle. That's the only thing. Maybe he was not as rich as the status as Daniel. The head, Daniel did not say anything, but John says that hair was white as wool and white as snow. The body, it was like burial. That's Daniel says, right? The face, actually, they are the same thing. One says that it's the appearing of lightning. The other says the sun shines in his strength. It's actually the same thing, right? Is it the same thing? The eyes, one says the lamps of fire. The other says the flames of fire. The arms and the feet, one says, look like polished brass. The other look like unto fine brass, as if they were burned in furnace. The voice, like a voice of multitude. And the other one says, the sound of many water. Guess what? These two verses, if you combine it together, is Revelation chapter 19, right? Do you remember Revelation chapter 19? When you receive Holy Spirit, what does it describe? Huh? Turn to Revelation 19, huh? Amazing, huh? When you see those kind of truth, I say, wow. It's really amazing. Chapter 19, verse 6. Daniel. Daniel, Leo. See, this is the voice of Holy Spirit. And John says that, oh, it was like many waters. The other one says, like voice of multitude. The same thing, actually, the voice of Holy Spirit. I'll continue reading the notes, please. And the mouth, Daniel did not say anything, but John says out of it goes out two-edged sharp sword. And the reflection is the same. So you can see the writing skill between these two people is totally different. I can see that Daniel could be a better writer, huh? Because he used few words to describe the same thing, right? Is that right, Joanne? Oh, Joanne is not here. A better writer can use few words to describe the same thing, right? John is a fisherman, I guess. He used more words to describe the same thing. Another thing, the later days, people saw more than the early days. If you look at the right-hand column, actually, there are only one blank, but left-hand column, one, two, three, four blanks. So Revelation is given more in the later days than the previous days, right? So just by comparison, you can see that, oh, maybe in the future, the Lord will appear to you. And if the Lord appear to you, it's a little bit different from this one. I don't know what you feel, right? The Lord, generation through generations, appear to people just like this one. always, when our brothers and sisters see the face of God, right, they always cannot see it clearly when people see visions concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. Is it true? Have you ever heard of it? Huh? Nobody? Nobody? Yes? Are you guys tired? Do you want more exercise? Huh? Said? What is the question? The question was that when brother and sister saw the vision of Jesus Christ, is it true that they was not able to see clearly about the face? It's only glorious light, isn't it? Over here, it's the same thing. Even the eyes, both of them says that it's like what? Fire or flame, right? It only makes sense to describe that way. If you cannot see it clearly, right, it's like fire is very close to light, right? Like you can only see like a shining stuff. If you don't describe this place like shining, like lightning, and the ice is like other things, that would be very interesting. Instinct. It really only makes sense by reading this, right? And guess what? These images is what the Lord wants you to bear this image into your heart, because later on in chapter 2 and 3, when the Lord introduced himself, he kept repeating these images. Okay? By the way, before I go into that, I want to tell you, sometimes you have vision and sometimes you hear people have visions, right? Or dreams, right? You hear that, right? Where does dream come from? Dreams come from. Let me talk about dream first. Where does dream come from? Yes? Come down from your imagination. Come down from God. What else? Very good. Thank you. What else? Huh? What else? I know some people is very sleepy, so it's better that you answer. Yes? Huh? The devil. Very good. What else? Where does dream come from? Very good, huh? I'm surprised by your answer. Very good. Let's turn to the Bible, huh? Actually, it's in my notes, isn't it? If you read my notes, it's all there. So this is a test if you see the notes or not, right? I bet most of you did not read the notes yet. It do not even find the faults of my note. My note have a lot of wrong biblical references, and you did not come to me and say, Pastor, how come I cannot find that verse? Page 8. Please read the Bible and the notes if you have time, huh? It's from God. Job chapter 33. Page 8, talk about where does the sources of vision or dreams, right? Actually, item number 8, 1 and A, it says Job 23, 13. Please correct it. It's Job 33, 13. Everybody's with me? Huh? Page 8, A1A from God is Job 33, not 23, huh? 33, 13. Can the next one, reading it, please. Sequence, huh? 下一个框是不是? 关,请你念。 Everybody take 10, huh? Chapter 33, verse 13.
Why do you contend with him? For he does not give an account of any of his works.
14.
For God may speak in one way or in another, then man does not perceive it.
15.
In a dream and a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering on their beds.
16.
In order to turn man from his deed and conceal pride from man.
18.
Keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword.
Of course, so sometimes the Lord gives you a vision or a dream so you will not go to death. You will remind it, then you will turn your way and you will not die under the sword and fall into the pit. Huh? This is from God, right? Another one is from Satan, chapter 4. Next one, please read. Chapter 4. Job, chapter 4. Thank you. 13.
In disquieting thoughts from the visions of the night when sleep falls on man.
14.
Fear came upon me in trembling, which made all my bones shake.
15.
Then the Spirit passed before my face, the hair of my body stood up.
The hair of my body stood up. Usually when the God, the Spirit of God come to you, the hair of your body will not stood up, right? This is from Satan. Later, we know it is from Satan because even the revelation is wrong. Try to harm and hurt Job, right? So we can see that the over here, and the voice, verse 12, the voice is what? The voice is what?
Whisper.
Usually the Satan's voice is like very... When the laws come out, what kind of three elements comes out? Thunder, lightning, voices, right? When the Satan come out, what is voices? You are my dearest daughter. I want to reveal you one thing, oh my dearest one. Whispering. And when you hear that, your chicken pox come out, your goosebumps come out, right? This is from Satan, right? Another one actually is from our busy of life. Huh? When you are very, very busy, sometimes you will have dream. Huh? Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 3. When you go to school and you have a test after test, right? You are stressed out, right? You could have a dream of sometimes vision, huh? Or dreams. Huh? Next one, please read. Chapter verse 1, 5, 3. Next one. Yes, Enoch, please. Dreams comes from much activity. Again, if you have a lot of activities, you might have that. Some dreams, because sometimes you have too many stuff in your mind, right? You cannot fall asleep, right? And maybe about 5 o'clock, you get up. Before you get up, you always have a dream. In Chinese, we call it chua liu bang, you know? You want to go to PP, and then you have a dream. It's a dream of PP, PP dream. This is after many activities. You have a stress out, and sometimes it occurs. And nothing to do with God and Satan, right? It has to do with you. Sometimes when you have illnesses, you have a dream too. Job chapter 7, verse 13. Job 7:13. Next one, please. Continue. You can see that some sick person always, they call it, scientific term is hallucination. How do you pronounce it? Hallucination. Hallucination, right? When people are sick, sometimes they see weird stuff sometimes. Huh? So we got to understand that when Job at that time, he was very painful and a lot of dream came to him. Huh? Again, so you have to identify. If someone come to you, hey, say, Mister, I had a dream last night. How come you commit fornication with a sister? Well, why should I say? I mean, when you see some people do something wrong in your dream, right? Be careful to approach people. That dream could be from Satan to attack that person. Right? A lot of dream you want to put in your mind and think about it. You don't want to reveal it and harm many people because Satan might use your dream to hurt the whole church. Right? But it could be true too because it happened in our history. Some people fall before they did something wrong and it was revealed. And nobody knows, but it was revealed. I don't know if it is revealed by God or by Satan. But again, when it comes to things like this, right? This kind of spiritual stuff, we have to be very, very discerned. Huh? Sometimes if you totally believe in this, you will use this to confuse you, confuse the church, harm other people. So be very careful concerning the source of dream. Of course, when the law comes, right? John and Daniel all see the same. They are all what? All when you see those kind of stuff, you feel very respected. You feel you are so powerless. You are just like dust, and you fall down. Like as if you don't have power. Both of them reflect the same thing. When people receive Holy Spirit, nobody feel like that, huh? In the Bible, huh? Nobody, if you watch TV, right? TV evangelists, when they say, I sometimes I mention this to you, when they say, laugh, and everybody start to laugh, okay? Cry, everybody start to cry, right? And they pinpoint your finger, then you what? Fall down, right? Then when you interview them, they all feel very, very wonderful. As if they are lying in the clouds, right? But I ask them, do you lose your conscience? Say, yeah. At that time, I do not know where I am. I lose my conscience. Again, those kind of phenomena is not in the Bible. Huh? Everything now, spiritual world is very chaotic. That's why in graduate classes, we got to open this kind of classes to teach you how to discern spirit, right? Very chaotic, very interesting outside there. You can always go back to the Bible and compare with the Bible. Nobody fall down when they receive Holy Spirit. But when they see vision, those majestic visions, like John and Daniel, they did have this kind of situation. And to me, this vision is very important. Again, this is how the Lord introduced himself. Huh? That's see how the Lord introduced himself later on. Use the stuff that people saw in the vision to introduce himself. And time is up. Okay. How many of you are finished reading Revelation? Raise your hand. Too few people, huh? Please, huh? It's a very difficult book. So if you do not read, how can I teach? Because such a difficult book, right? And if you want to know more about Revelation, I used my time in Hawaii, huh? When I was pastoring Hawaii Church, I used that week to came out this note. A lot of the spelling is a little bit okay because some sister edited for me, but some verses is still wrong. So you find it out and let me know. There are a lot of hidden treasure for you to find out, hidden mistakes for you to find out.